Bonjour, everyone, and bienvenue. Get your passports ready because you've been enrolled in a study abroad program in France, fit for only the most captivating students and attractive professors. Oh, and before we begin, make sure you have your tie, your book, your ruler, and your beverage of choice ready for this one. Ready? Class is in session. Welcome to Amboise, a small, quaint town in central France. If you're a French history buff, you might recognize the name, because it's the perfect spot for exploring dozens of old royal castles in the Loire Valley. In fact, that's why Cecilia's here. She's a history major with a minor in writing, and like most juniors at her college, she's studying abroad. She had planned on living her best life in Paris for the semester, living carefree as a 20-year-old, legally sipping a Bordeaux in the promenade. But our university sister school is located in Amboise, not Paris. Well, at least she still has her Bordeaux. She enjoys coming to this quaint cafe across from her university building, so much so that she has been skipping most of her classes just to sit around and people watch. If you pretend to be French as you sip wine, it counts as a class credit, no? The truth is, she is bored out of her mind. She's only been in Amboise for a month. How is she supposed to make it through the next four? To make matters worse, she is supposed to be working on a historical fiction piece in preparation for her thesis, and she is feeling completely uninspired. She's missing something, and she knows exactly what it is. She had hyped herself up for a great city buzzing with romantic Frenchmen, just like she had seen in the movies, but she is quickly realizing that life in Amboise is severely lacking in all of those departments. She'd have to be more spontaneous. Why not start now? As she casually scans the rest of the outdoor tables, her eyes land on a man who has his head down in a book. Wait a minute, she knows that book. She had to buy it for class. Is this mystery guy in her class? Thanks to a nearby tree obstructing her view, she's able to see only his broad shoulders and tanned neck popping up from a stiff white collar. Her eyes follow the shirt's crisp lines all the way to his elbows, where his sleeves are pulled up. She isn't sure what has come over her, but she finds herself suddenly standing up and getting ready to make her move. She'll walk over to his table elegantly, pretend to casually notice the book, and strike up a lovely conversation. Très chic, you know? As she inches closer and closer, she realizes that the man is becoming more familiar. Where has she seen him before? She stops in front of his table and he finally looks up. Their eyes meet and a look of embarrassment completely replaces her seductive smile. Shit. This isn't just some good-looking French guy. Well, it is. But this is also her creative writing professor, Professor Toulet. No wonder the book looked familiar. He had assigned it. Cecilia can't hide her embarrassment. Not the redness in her cheeks nor her awkward stance as she clutches her wine glass, wishing that it could teleport her out of this scene. Cecilia is a bit taken aback. Had her professor always been this attractive? Had she just never noticed? He is luring and has something. Have you ever heard that French phrase for it? Je ne sais quoi? Right. He has it. But there isn't a chance in hell that she'll sit down with him. She's already made a fool of herself trying to make her move on him, and a conversation may lead to him learning that she's been skipping his class. She needs an excuse, and fast. Cecilia smiles politely and starts to walk away when her professor smirks casually and says, his look is smug. Damn those small class sizes. Her absence has been obvious. What kind of an excuse is that? She takes a sip of her wine as her free hand pushes a strand of her hair behind her ears. Damn, do all French professors have this knack for making you feel like an embarrassed little schoolgirl? Cecilia nods and slithers down in the only empty seat at the table, right next to him. Their legs almost touch, and the near thought of contact with him makes her stomach swirl with nervous excitement. Just as she thinks about moving her chair away from him, He looks at her and asks, "Exam? She doesn't even know there is one." She had to act fast again. Cecilia nods quickly and smiles, pretending she knows exactly what he's talking about. She makes a mental note to start studying as soon as she gets back to her apartment. She also makes a mental note that her professor smells divine, a mix of elegant musk and fresh ginger. Professor Toulet knows exactly what he's doing. This meet-cute isn't exactly by chance, you know. He's had his eye on Cecilia since she made her first and only appearance in class earlier this month. Thankfully, his office has a direct view to this cafe, and he knew where to find his newest co-ed interest. Cecilia doesn't know this, of course, but her Ford professor is inspiring her to be a bit more daring as well. She fesses up to her lie, and as she brushes her leg against his, she says, Professor Toulet leans his leg into Cecilia's as he loosens his tie. He knew she would be up for a bit of French fun. He was right about her. Cecilia glances at the university building across the street and then gives her professor a knowing look. She understands the assignment and she's ready to dive right in, behind closed doors in her professor's office. Professor Toulet's smug smile transforms into something a bit more authoritative. He nods and stands up, grabbing his book and holding out a hand as an invitation to join him. Evening rolls in as they walk a short path to the university's main building. On the surface, you'd assume they were just chatting away about schoolwork. But inside, Cecilia is a ball of nervous excitement. She can't wait for what is to come. And Professor Toulet is more than ready to provide some one-on-one support. The building is empty, except for the distant hum of the overhead lights. They arrive at Professor Toulet's corner office, modestly furnished with the essentials, a desk, his office chair, and way too many books on shelves. He welcomes her in, closes the door behind her, and locks it. Professor Toulet gets comfortable in his chair as Cecilia stands in front of his desk. She decides to make herself comfortable too. Very comfortable. Cecilia slowly unbuttons her shirt, button by button, allowing her lacy bra to make an appearance. He lets out a light chuckle. He likes her style. Then he removes his already loosened tie and matches her move by unbuttoning his own shirt before toying with a ruler on his desk. He'll make use of that later. He gives her a slight nod while looking down at his crotch. He's been looking forward to this moment and says, Cecilia does just that. She smiles slyly at Professor Toulet, her heart fluttering as she walks over to him. He instructs her to sit on his lap and study the open page in his book, giving him an opportunity to wrap his arms around her and explore her breasts, covered only by black lace. He pushes her hair to one side of her neck and begins kissing her ear, leaving a trail of wet kisses along her neck and her shoulder, each one a bit more forceful than the next. You know what they say, the French are experts in kissing. Cecilia can't concentrate on the words laid out before her on the open page. Her breathing quickens as she steadies herself on Professor Toulet's firm lap. She can feel his bulge growing hard underneath her ass with each passing second. She decides to take matters into her own hands, literally. With one hand holding the book, she brings the other to his leg, inching closer and closer to his belt. She turns her head to the side, meeting his mouth with her own for a kiss. Professor Toulet's kiss is much more forceful, hungrier than Cecilia's. In a matter of seconds, he leads them both to their feet and smooths Cecilia's unbuttoned shirt off of her, throwing it to the side. He takes in the sight of the supple breasts he had felt in his hands just moments before. But now he has to have all of her. Cecilia has never felt more alive with another man. A French goddess has been unleashed, and Professor Toulet can tell. Cecilia gives her professor a devilish grin before she turns around and balances her elbows on the desk. She arches her back ever so slightly. There is no way to miss the feminine curves of her ass, and Professor Toulet is desperate to feel them. Just one thing stands in the way: her jeans. Professor Toulet positions himself behind Cecilia, his cock throbbing against his pants. Cecilia takes the cue and quickly unbuttons her jeans, shimmying out of them, and he wastes no time unbuttoning his own. They're both ready for more, but Professor Toulet wants to make sure Cecilia is an expert in the material first. Some professors really go the extra mile, don't they? He gently bends her over his desk. She can smell the pages of his book. He intertwines one hand with hers on his desk, helping her maintain balance, while the other reaches for his handy ruler. Playfully, he lightly spanks Cecilia's ass with it, alternating from cheek to cheek, covered only by her silk panties. Their moans continue as their skin glistens, their hearts beat quicker with the anticipation of what's to come. Who knew that academia could be so intense? Professor Toulet is more than impressed with Cecilia's motivation, and he decides that she is ready for the final chapter. Enough with the ruler. It's time to feel all of Cecilia. He pushes her underwear to the side, he can't wait any longer, and reaches forward to rub her juicy clit, already wet and ready for him. Cecilia nods eagerly as the back of her legs buckle against her professor. He knows exactly where to touch her, exactly how to make her ease into him for more. He's addicted to the sweetness of her skin that he tastes with each kiss on her delicate neck. She reaches behind to find her professor's thick cock, slipping a hand into his briefs, feeling it twitch at her initial touch. Her fingers tighten their grip along his firm member, stroking it harder and faster as she nears towards her own orgasm. Professor Toulet can't handle it any longer. Taking control, he thrusts his throbbing cock into Cecilia's gleaming, wet pussy. They develop their own quick rhythm, their anticipation bursting with each movement. He savors the feeling of his growing cock expanding against her tight pussy as she loses herself in the pulsating massage her professor's cock is giving her G-spot. They are both on the verge of ecstasy.
Mm.